Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Amy Stevens. Amy is an athletic trainer at Pella Regional Health Center. Amy, thanks so much for taking some time out and joining us today.
You're welcome.
Well, as we know, it's springtime, and I've been out running a little bit. I see a lot of local high school athletes out running as well as we get into warmer weather, and lots of people in general running. So that's what we'd like to talk a little bit about today, and specifically some things that people can do, again, as we break out of winter into spring, some things to do as far as injury prevention, some steps to take in that area.
Sure. Well, it's always important to warm up before any sort of physical activity that you take in or that you are going to do. So you want to have a good warm-up. You want to make sure that you don't have anything going on before you get started. So maybe see a doctor if you've been sitting on the couch all winter long. Maybe you want to go to a doctor and make sure that you're clear to go exercise first. And as far as like jogging is concerned, if you haven't been jogging a lot, a good thing to do is to start with maybe jog for a minute, walk for a minute, and do that for 20 minutes at a time. And then you can increase your jog time and decrease your walk time as you progress and get a little bit better. That way you're not going to overload your system going out and trying to run a marathon when you haven't run all winter long.
So as people then get back into the routine and get into the rhythm of things, if you could just go over what are some of the really basic health benefits that people, whether they're experienced runners or just getting started, that they can expect from this from a heart healthy standpoint, from a muscular standpoint?
Sure, right. Well, but the number one thing would be cardiovascular health. Any sort of aerobic activity is great for your cardiovascular system. As far as your muscle system is concerned, you're going to have stronger muscles, more endurance in your muscles when you run, so that just everyday activities will be a little bit easier to do if you've got those muscles more in shape and in tone.
How about joint health? Because as we were speaking before, something that people are maybe leery about or worried about, if you're perhaps a little bit older, if you're not, again, as we said, really warmed up and used to this sort of exercise, joint health, can it be a big problem for people?
Sure, right, and kind of what goes with joints, if you don't use it, you lose it. So it is good to have some sort of activity with impact to increase your joint health and your bone strength. So like running, you have that impact of on the ground that's going to help increase your bone strength by doing that. Whereas if other things like cycling is also great, but you're not getting that impact, you add that impact to the bones, and then they know that, okay, we need to get stronger so that we can support this activity. So that's how it kind of helps with the bone and joint health.
Okay.
To do that.
And another part of keeping the body healthy and in shape for this sort of activity is stretching. What are some recommendations on stretching? Because I know there are some people that say stretching is great, you have to stretch before you work out. Other people that say not really that big a deal, and in fact it could perhaps lead to injury, and of course an individual thing, but what are some general sort of rules of thumb?
Well, you want to be warmed up. You don't want to stretch cold muscles, so warmed up first, and whether you just walk for a few minutes or do a light jog or jumping jacks, any sort of like physical, just, you know, get that heart pumping a little bit to get those muscles warmed up. And then stretching, especially if you're jogging, you'll want to concentrate on those lower body muscles, so your quads, your hamstrings, your calves, those muscles. We want to be stretching those out. So it is important to get a good warm up first and then do a little bit of stretching, usually just light stretching beforehand. But then afterwards, when you're done running, that's when it's important to really get a good stretch in on those legs so that those muscles don't just get cold and get sore.
And yeah, that was gonna be my next question. And then after the run, of course, we want to try to probably cool down a little bit and another good stretch to, again, try to avoid at least some of that soreness.
And, and kind of the term they like to use now is a warm down. So you're not just stopping running and then just go sit on the couch. You want to just do a little bit, walk around like you did for the warm up, and then stretching out type of thing so that those muscles get a little chance to kind of get cooled down and, get a little bit of a relaxation period after that exercise.
Sure. Now, if folks are out running and perhaps they feel a twinge of pain here or they've tweaked something there, what are your recommendations for a first step to do? I mean, if a person just comes in with a sore ankle or a knee or a foot or something?
Right. Well, here at the hospital, we do give out free injury evaluations. If you have something, just we're not quite sure what's going on, just a little tweak or a twinge, we could check you out and tell you what our recommendations are for that. Generally, though, if it's just sore muscles, if you're just having that achy pain, then that's probably just you're not quite used to doing it. Those muscles need a little bit of time to get used to that physical activity. If you're having more sharp pains, though, or if it's lingering, not going away, that's when it's something you need to get checked out further. And like I said, we do offer those free injury evaluations in the rehab department that we can help you out with that.
Are there specific injuries or maybe a group of injuries that are sort of common as people sort of just break into this cycle again?
Sure, right. We do see a lot of, probably the sore muscles, muscle strains, muscle pulls. That's what you're going to see a lot of in beginning runnings. Also, a lot of foot and ankle problems and knees and hips. It's varied. You see all kinds of stuff. Running tends to bring out all the little weird things that get hurt. So we do see quite a variety with running.
But always an opportunity to sort of refocus and get people on the correct regimen and prevent those injuries and keep them healthy.
That's right. Yeah, that's what we try to do.
All right. Well, Amy, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been fun.
Again, that was our guest, Amy Stevens, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.